There's panic on China's share markets as traders call in investors' margin loans. The main index, the Shanghai Composite, is down by as much as a third from its peak just 2 or 3 weeks ago. A new crackdown on market manipulation and mis-selling of investment products by the securities regulator has failed to stop the falls. That has prompted fears of a share market crash in China, but analysts here are playing down the risks. Business reporter Sue Lannan.
The bubble appears to be close to bursting in China's share markets, and stocks entered a bear market this week, a market in which shares are falling, encouraging selling. The Shanghai Composite Index has dropped by a third since the middle of June, after more than doubling over the past year. But AMP Capital Chief Economist Shane Oliver is optimistic. He describes it as a correction, not a crash.
So we've already had quite a sharp fall. I don't think we'll see a crash in the Chinese share market for several reasons. One is it's not dramatically overvalued. If you take tech stocks the year 2000, the price earnings multiples on NASDAQ, for example, were over 100 times. This time around, the PE on the main Chinese market, that's the Shanghai Composite, is around 20 times, which is not particularly extreme compared to its own history. In fact, what I think we're seeing here is a correction. It rose too far too fast over the last 12 months, up 140%, just went up there too quickly and is therefore going through a correction, which I think is what we're seeing at the moment.
Chinese regulators are investigating market manipulation and short selling, when investors borrow shares to sell in the hope of buying them back at a profit. They've also said they'll protect investors against what they call sales violations on investment products. They've also relaxed restrictions on margin lending in order to stop share market falls. So far, it hasn't worked. Chris Weston is head of research at IG Markets.
People have been deleveraging in China. They've realised that the government now is trying to chuck everything at the Chinese stock market to try and stabilise it. We're even hearing now that they're allowing people to use housing as collateral for financing, so you can really bet your house on the stock market, which is just... sounds like it could end very much in tears. But I think what we're seeing now is a major deleveraging going through. We all know that the stock market was premised, built on people using margin financing. The stock market, for me, looks like it could go lower.
The popularity of margin loans, loans taken out to buy shares, has fueled the big rises on Chinese share markets. Some estimates put the value of margin loans at as much as $645 billion. Traders now calling in some of these loans because of fears that stocks are overvalued. But Hugh Mackay, senior international economist at Westpac, doesn't think it's a threat.
No, I don't think it's a risk to the Chinese financial system per se. It is securities firms who are dominant in the margin lending sphere. And you only really start to talk about financial stability concerns when the core of the banking system has a problem with the quality of its lending. So this is not something which is touching the Chinese big four. This is the securities companies, which are predominantly privately owned. And yes, it's not a positive thing if those securities companies do get into some trouble, but it's not a situation which would pull the Chinese financial system down at all. The core of the banking system is relatively untouched here.
Sue Lannan prepared that report.